Reading 2. The Glass Ceiling. Many professional women fear that they can never rise to the top. Even though they work hard, they feel that they are not treated fairly. We call this the glass ceiling. It is glass because women are told they are equal to men, but there is an invisible barrier. The barrier is often hard to identify. This is because the barrier originates in attitudes. Some people think that men treat women differently because they think women are different from men. These gender stereotypes are a major cause for the glass ceiling. One stereotype about women is that they will not show the same commitment to their jobs as men. For example, companies sometimes ask employees to move to different areas to work. A common belief about women is that they will not move. In fact, a 1992 survey showed that 20% of male employees refused to relocate, while only 14% of women refused. This shows that the stereotype is not true. Another stereotype says that women are more nurturing than men. This means they are less aggressive. Some managers think aggressive behavior is good in a company, and they want their employees to be competitive, so they think women do not have the best personality for such work. But a workplace study has shown that 33% of men and only 18% of women think a nurturing attitude is good in the office. This means the stereotype is backwards. A third stereotype is that women will not work as many hours as men. However, a survey in 1989 showed that women in top-level positions worked just as many hours as men did. If attitudes are responsible for the glass ceiling, maybe information like this can help to erase those stereotypes. Although it is difficult to see the causes of the glass ceiling, some of its results can now be seen easily. Since 1986, when the Wall Street Journal first reported on the problem, organizations have published statistics related to the glass ceiling. One typical statistic is a comparison of men's and women's pay. Salaries for professional women in America are lower than men's salaries. Still, the gap is closing, but very slowly. In 1970, women made 41% less money than men. In 2004, women still made less money than men, but only 25% less. Women are also making progress in getting higher-level jobs. In 1995, women held only about 8% of all corporate officer positions in American companies. By 2002, the number was 16%, so the number of female corporate officers doubled in 7 years. Though some progress has been made, some workplaces still do not treat women fairly. If professional women knock on the glass ceiling hard enough and long enough, it will certainly shatter.